Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday, right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Route to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
This is where hit music lives. Just it downstairs, is. under the stairs.
Yeah.
We keep them next to the big bedrooms, which are ours. Thanks for having us on Tuesday, Big Drive Home. Back again!
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Right, it's Chris and Scott. We're here till 6 tonight. It's Lewis Capaldi. Wish you the best. It's Radio Essex. Hello, Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Hope you're doing okay. Scott, you well?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you very much.
Producer Tom in the house as well?
Yeah, all good.
Steve, your news is like a full squad of people, fresh from Coronation Weekend, or whatever you call it, but Long Bank Holiday Weekend. I think I've taken it too seriously. I came into work and pledged allegiance to my boss.
What?
That's what first thing I did. On the way in today, I noticed that traffic lights, I was waving at random people.
Yes.
From my window of my car.
Yeah, like, you've gone a little bit weird.
A sudden urge to get someone else to put my baseball cap on for me rather than me doing it, and it didn't quite fit.
Yeah, it's a bit too tight.
Yeah, they had to keep pushing it down and that.
Resizing it. That was all good, wasn't it?
And I noticed my Spotify playlist now is mainly big church organ music. That's what I'm rolling with at the moment.
Really?
With
the roof open.
Yeah, roof open. My car's now a gold carriage, obviously.
Obviously.
Solid gold. Not like gold plated.
No, gold.
Not Argos gold, it's actual gold.
Gold, real gold.
Yeah, real gold.
Argos gold.
It's not Argos gold. It's full on gold carriage. And you know what?
Just putting out, there's nothing wrong with Argos. It's beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's not for my carriage though. My carriage is not Argos, it's top of the range.
Say something else.
But I must say, the pothole situation on the carriage is slightly... I mean, I thought my Mercedes was bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
This is... I mean, there's no suspension.
It's awful, isn't it?
I thought the wheel was going to come off at one point.
That's not good.
So that's how I've been living since Coronation was on at this weekend, which reportedly peaked 27.1 million people across ITV, BBC and Sky.
It's amazing. I mean, I didn't recognise any of the characters, though. It was weird. You know, because of Sally. Sally wasn't there.
Yeah, she's still in it. And are we doing a Coronation Street?
Kevin worked.
Yeah, but just let me know what we're doing.
Kevin Webster. Webster worked there, didn't
Excellent.
See.
Now, that's it. I know where I am now.
I didn't see it because I didn't see Tyrone. Fizz weren't knocking about.
Any time anyone mentioned a Coronation Street party, I was like, Coronation Street? Oh, I see. Yeah, I know about it now.
Yeah.
The concert, obviously, that was on as well. 10.1 people. Not
10.1. A record. 10.1 people were there. That's amazing.
Some viewers of the concert were left in stitches. The fact that Pete Tong opened the concert with some Ibiza classics. Turns out that playing Ibiza classics at the concert was something King Charles specifically requested.
That is incredible.
At least according to Pete Tong.
Yeah, of course he did. I can hear him saying it, not.
He said, Pete Tong got power, and the king went, I've got more. Yeah. I've got an orb and a big gold stick and a hat.
That doesn't
So
fit.
I am powerful. Yeah, it was quite weird watching it. I thought it was a little bit outdated, just saying.
Do you know, my exact words to Kerry were, it's all a little bit outdated, this, isn't it? This is what I said. And she went, oh, I like it.
I got it.
Yeah.
We were a bit like that. I don't mind the ceremony stuff. I just thought, wow, it went on a bit, didn't it? I mean,
a bit.
It was like a Netflix documentary. I was like, is there an end coming up?
Soon? I went out, done so many things, come back, and I swear they were still trying to put that crown on.
It was fun, though, and it was different, and 3 days off work, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, winner. Hope you're doing okay. Thank you very much. We're going to ask you about your weekend in just a second, so you can get ready on that. Wheelmasters Jack says, cracking up about your gold car. I can do the wheels for you if you want.
You're going to have to.
Zara Larsson, Can't Tame Her. It's Radio Essex, Zara Larsson and Can't Tame Her. Marie says, Chris, you said winner. You should have said winner coronation chicken dinner.
Hey!
It's very good, Hope Marie. I like that. Big Drive Home is Chris and Scott. And
turkeys, they make me laugh so much.
That's the king.
Talking about us.
That's what King Charles is talking about. Yeah. This is him talking about us.
I love these turkeys. They make me laugh so much.
He calls us turkeys.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right, it's endearing.
He can say what he wants.
Endearing.
He's the king.
I love these turkeys. They make me laugh so much.
Oh, thanks, mate.
That's him laughing at us.
Yeah, yeah.
With us. With
the
us.
Turkeys.
It's Chris and Scott. It's the big drive home. We've had a bank holiday weekend, so, of course, we need to know all about your weekend in the style of a Craig David song.
I like doing this.
We did it once. It worked really well. We did it again. It worked even better. The best way this works is on a voice note. So get your voice notes ready. You can do that via the Radio Essex app. Send us a voice note of you going through your weekend in the style of a Craig David song. I'll kick it off.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Really cool.
There we go. I went to Taz restaurant on Saturday. It's amazing.
It's really
it's
good.
It's ridiculous.
Beautiful food, amazing.
I went to a friend's kid's birthday stroke karaoke on Sunday.
Not as good, but
it
quite
was
good.
Fun.
Yeah.
Bought some stuff I didn't need from a garden centre on Monday.
Excellent.
Now I'm back to work on Tuesday. Easy, isn't it?
Very good.
Easy. Your very weekend good. In the style of a Craig David song. Send us a voice note. We'll go through some of yours in just a second, but please try and get a voice note in. It sounds so much better when you do it. You can do that via the app of Radio Essex, and we'll do some of yours in a sec. Ooh. Radio Essex, very excited. Justin Timberlake has new music on the way. When's that coming out, producer Tom?
They haven't released a date yet, but they've said that it's back to fun Justin Timberlake.
Oh, really? Well, this time of Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
I like this type of Justin. Not hurt Britney Spears Justin Timberlake,
no.
But fun Justin Timberlake.
Fun.
Who said this? The record label?
No,
oh,
no.
Oh, it's all right. He's better now. Buy the album. It's fun again.
Timberland said it.
Oh,
really?
Right.
What?
Yeah.
He said this is fun Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, he said we're going back to fun Justin Timberlake.
That's
wow.
Slightly offensive.
Bit like, bit like Coldplay after Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, that's what
we're looking at.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, 3:28, Tuesday. What you've been up to over the weekend in the style of a Craig David song. Over to our in-house band, Scott from Five, to read Claire, Jenny and Pitsy and Gary and Rettenden's weekends in the style of Craig.
Okay, right. I'm going to start with Claire. Watched the coronation on Saturday. Went to Brands Hatch on Sunday. Had a lazy bank holiday Monday. Back to work on Tuesday. She's angry at the end.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see the voice change. Yeah.
Right, and now Jenny and Pitsy from the block. Here we go. Went out to the pub on Friday. Went to my mum's Saturday and watched the coronation with her. That didn't work. Too long. Celebrated.
I don't think you lyrically critiquing it.
Celebrated the husband's birthday. We don't do birthdays. On Sunday. Had a lazy day on Monday. Back to work on Tuesday.
Okay, one more. Can you do some and give it some proper Craig David?
Yes.
I don't feel Craig David enough at the moment.
Check it out.
Yes.
Craig David.
Yes. Do it
7 days.
Of them.
Yeah. Went to have a dinner with the fiance on Friday. Went to Every Man to see Marvel film on Saturday. Had a lazy day on Sunday. Repainted.
Oh, the music's run out.
Repainted. Repainted the garden fence on Monday.
And then back to work on Tuesday. Thank you very much, Gary and Rettenden. Jenny and Pitsy. Claire as well. Thank you for your weekend there. Right, 3:30 with Paige Stevens. There's Keon the Crow.
I'll be waiting.
Chris and Scott on the big drive home. And talking of waiting, you bought a sofa about, I think it was in 1976.
Yes.
And that's just been delivered today.
It's been delivered
sofas
today.
Sofas take so long to get to
it,
you.
Do you know what? It did. But I've had a complete dilemma today.
Go on.
So what they ask you before they come, and I'll give them a shout out in a minute because they were such lovely guys, right? But when they say to you, is the new sofa definitely going to fit? I go, yes, measured that. I know.
Yeah.
Is there what access have we got to the building? I say, yeah. So go for the front. Yeah, no problem. So this morning, I get up extra early. So I know they're coming today.
Yeah.
Get the delivery slot. And I'm like, right, I need to get the other sofa out. So it's in two halves. It's like an L-shaped sofa. So you've got a small bit and a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, Chris, I've had some renovations done in my house. I've changed things about a bit. Well, yeah, I'd forgot that. So I couldn't get the long part of the sofa out.
Oh, no.
I suddenly remembered and panicked this morning. Oh, hang on. This would have come through the back door. Now, if I draw you a picture of my house, for who's listening now, I've got bifold doors, but where I used to have a opening into my living room, opening's gone, Chris, hasn't
it? So you built all of this stuff around your current
old sofa. Yeah, the old sofa.
Yeah.
couldn't get it out. It wouldn't go out. So when they got there this morning, a little while ago, I said to them, lads, do you want a cuppa? They said, yes. So I made them come and I said, can you see the problem I'm having? And literally, this is so far. And he went, how did you get that in there? I went, it used to be that wall.
It never
used to be there. It used to be like doors. And he
never thought of that.
Yeah, no, nor did I until I...
Literally, I can see.
At half one today when they turn up, like, and scratching their heads. But because they were nice guys and they went above and beyond, he went, if you don't mind me cutting the bottom of the... Like, as in, this is the old sofa.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the Taran bit that's on the bottom.
Yeah.
He said, this will come apart. Couple of bolts, I'll have it done in no time. I went, oh my God, mate, if you do that, I'll get the kettle on. They've literally taken the old sofa apart to get it out and then got the new one in. But, I mean, I had a saw. I was going to cut it in half. I was going to cut my old sofa in half. But the funniest part about it is all this is going, and my dad said something like, you better go, Scott. You're going to be late for the radio. And he's gone, what radio? And I said, Radio Essex. This is. I'll give a big shout out to Peter and Jay, who were the guys that delivered. So Peter's, he knows Martin and Sue. He goes bike. He used to go on bikes with Martin.
Oh, Martin on the bike runs. Yeah.
Yeah. He's known Martin and Sue since like the Essex FM days.
Yeah. Yeah. 1950.
But, 1950. Well, earlier, 1942, I think it was. He literally looked at me and he went, "You're Scott, aren't you? A big drive home." And I went, "I said, yeah, Chris and Scott's big drive home." And he went, I don't know how you get away with it. and he went, you don't do birthdays. And literally, I had a really, really, like, funny moment talking to him. And they went, oh, my God, we listen all the time. We're going to listen on the way back. And my dad said, my dad comes in from the kitchen. He goes, have you heard the chip shop game? He started, my dad started, I left them, like, really late.
Trying to work out the chip shop game.
Yeah, as I left them, I could hear my dad going, well, there must be some way of doing it. It's really funny. But yeah, big shout out to them. They're the sofa delivery guys, Peter and Jay. Thanks, guys.
Right, Tuesday, big drive home, 20-4. It's Chris and Scott. Still, we don't know how we're getting away with it. It's
still getting paid.
Every day we come in and the fob works and it's like, oh, crack on. with Switch Disco, Ella Henderson next.
This is Chris and Scott on Radio Essex. The big drive home, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Switch Disco, Ella Henderson and React Chord 4. Chris and Scott, big drive home. Line 3, hello, who's that?
Hello, it's Ryan, how's it going?
How you doing, Ryan? So good they named you three times.
Oh, yeah, I need to remind people my name.
As good as wet, I've heard.
Yeah, you are as good as wet, wet.
Yeah.
Better than Duran.
Duran, yeah.
Anyway, what can we do
better
for you, Ryan?
Craig, David, maybe.
Yeah, that kind of works. No. I was being polite.
JJ Kocha, you're better than him.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, he's
a
good footballer.
I like that. And Philip Neville and Gary Neville's dad, Neville. You're better than him.
You're better than him. And definitely better than Gary.
Yeah.
That's what I call my spirit level. Can you pass me the Neville?
Very good.
I love that.
What can we do you for, Ryan?
St Nicholas Lane in Basildon.
Yeah.
Heading out of Basildon, outside the school. It's been shut. I don't know if you've got an update on that.
We'll do it.
So this is a traffic. This is a traffic report and you've made it funny. Brilliant.
Yeah. It's the funniest travel report we've ever done.
Good. Fire engine there, ambulance, police. It's completely shut both ways, so that's to be hagged.
Okay.
Give us a police are on the scene.
Police are on the scene.
You know what I mean? It's a Vanilla Ice thing. Anyway, it's been good talking to you, Ryan.
Bye, mate.
You too. See you later. Bye-bye.
Radio Essex as the latest from the K-pop library that we have here at Radio Essex.
I like this tune.
That's 50-50, Cupid. They're like, I suppose, the girl version of BTS.
Yeah.
I don't know how many, is there 100 of them or three or four?
Is it four?
Four, okay, so it's not quite like BTS. Less than 100. Good new group, 50-50, and Cupid. It's 8 minutes to three. Loads going on the roads this afternoon. If you're on the M25, traffic being temporarily held. Queuing traffic as well is due to a broken down vehicle on the M25 just after Junction 26 at Waltham Abbey. Also very slow on the 25 between Junction 29 and 30. That's South End round to Lakeside. And Basildon as well, we just heard from Ryan. St Nicholas Avenue closed in both directions between Leinster Road and Church Hill.
Essex is the biggest county
around the world. we should really be doing travel news for the whole of Essex County.
We should, really.
What's happening in Pennsylvania? What's going down in Zimbabwe? How the roads looking in Perth, Australia? Because Essex is the biggest county around the world, as we know. Text in all the time and our messages all the time from various parts of Essex, from around the world. So Colin in Thailand today says, hi, Chris and Scott. I'm now out in Thailand for 4 weeks, so please could you add Sisaket in Thailand to the county of Essex? We are 6 hours in front of you, and I'm just sitting down relaxing before going to bed. Take care. Thank you for the great show, says Colin. Currently in Thailand, which we are now going to add to our exclusive map.
Yes, but we are. Add Sisaket as so not the whole of Thailand this time, because we've got... No. Yeah.
Perfect.
If they don't say, if it's like we've had one before, haven't we, like in Canada, so we just added the whole, of Canada.
Yes.
And if it's Montreal, if it's something, you know, specific, we'll just add the specifics, and then we'll add you to the map of Essex. If you want to see our map of Essex, it's not quite as the normal map of Essex. It's a little bit bigger. You can check it out on the website, radioessex.com/Chris and Scott, or doesn't that work? No, the big drive home, isn't it? Slash the big drive
Chris
home.
Chris and Scott.
Oh, you can just click on our page. Yeah. You'll see it. It's pictures.
It's on the app as well.
It's on the apps everywhere. Essex is the biggest county in the world. Tiesto, Charlie XCX, and Hot In It. We'll update news next. Radio Essex, Tiesto, Charlie XCX. I put a jumper on today because it was cold this morning, and now I look hot in it. But different kind of hot. I look hot and a little bit clammy in it. Clam, 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 clammy in it. I look hot in it. It's not quite the same. It doesn't have the same feels to it. Chris just said the wrong time, says Mick. Sean in Southend, it's 8 minutes to 4, not 8 minutes to 3. Chris has got the wrong time, says Tina. Lisa going with Chris has got the wrong time. Darren in Hornchurch, Chris has just said the wrong time on the radio. The problem with this job, I find, producer Tom, is like in any other job in any other world, you can make one little mistake and no one will notice. This job, people critique you on it.
Oh, yeah.
We've got voice notes, loads of stuff. It's 3:57. Is the exact time. News at 4 coming up. Alistair the trucker, what you got for us?
Afternoon, gentlemen. That broken down vehicle just after junction 26 has been moved into the safety area now, so I think we start clearing up. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Alistair. On the M25, that problem then just before junction 26 of Waltham Abbey should be clearing.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Feel it. Thank you, Stevie. Where
hit music lives.
Give me a scream.
Radio Essex, a hit music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
There are many ways to drive home from work. You could sit in silence in your car. You could think about all the bad things that have happened today at work. Or you can turn us on and enjoy the ride.
I'd do that one.
Do it. Turn it up louder.
Radio Essex.
Just gone 4 o'clock as the big drive home continues with the Jonas Brothers. Jason Derulo and the answers to the question, how do you top one-to-one me? Just do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again. I love one-to-one me and I love that as well, so it works.
It just...
That is cool. Glad you came. Jason Derulo, 4:10 on the big drive home.
The 90s Rewind Festival.
It's a 90s Rewind Festival, and it's happening here in Essex, July in Hornchurch, to be precise. Raising money for the charity Mind, which do amazing work around Essex and around the UK as well, and they're bringing you some of your favourite 90s bands back on stage. I mean, Scott, some of the biggest bands off of the 90s.
Oh,
mate, no, some of the biggest.
Yeah, go on, tell
me. Some of the biggest. 911.
Yes.
A1.
Yes.
Selena off of the Honeys.
Okay.
Oh, and 5.
Our headlining. Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't say that, but I'm sure that's the case.
That is the case, yeah.
And you could be there as well, Essex. There's going to be an amazing tribute act. There's going to be a DJ to keep the party going throughout the evening. I must stress, I'm not the DJ.
You're not, it's unfortunate.
Should be. Some would say it would make sense because you're there, I should be there DJing.
Yeah, it would make sense.
Lining my pockets. That's what some people would say.
Some people would say that.
I'm happy to sit at home and play FIFA, but...
Oh, you're not going to come to the show?
If I'm being paid to go and watch my best mate, I'm there. You know I'm there.
Wow.
If I'm not being paid, I'm probably going to play FIFA, if I'm honest.
Do I have to pay you to come to my gig?
If I'm DJing, they'll pay me anyway. So if maybe you drop in the word, make that happen. we kill two birds, one stone.
Excellent. Well, well done.
And we get to hang out more outside of work.
Whilst you're being paid.
Whilst I'm being paid.
Yeah, okay.
That's how we do it. So if you need me to DJ, I'm available. I think we've clarified that. Have we clarified that I'm available?
I think we've said it on the radio.
I can do part of the thing
that we're doing. I think we've said it. I've said it.
Yeah. I'm not going to get to join five, so this is the closest I'm going to get. So if we could, you know, see if that can happen. Anyway, if you want to come along and see the guys and me possibly, you can. How do you do that? There are 20 pairs of tickets to give away.
That's nice.
And all you need to do is stay listening, because next week the winning begins. And to celebrate and to get into a 90s vibe,
the 90s Rewind Festival on Radio Essex.
I'm DJing now.
It's an amazing song.
I'm DJing now. 90s DJ.
Okay.
Here's another banger from the 90s. It's A1. So-called A1, because if you looked him up in the phone book, that'd be the first people that you come across. I think I'll get the gig.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm really good.
You've set up a new negotiation, because they'll pay you loads now, I'd imagine. Yeah.
You know the number. It's Radio Essex A1, and Caught in the Middle. You can see them doing that live in Hornchurch this July, along with 911. And Scott, obviously, with Five, will be there at the 90s Rewind Fest, and we start giving tickets away for that next week here at Radio Essex. So, after the coronation, obviously, today, it's almost like the King's first day of work.
Yes.
Because he was king anyway, wasn't he? He was king already, but now he's like proper king.
Well, yeah, so it hadn't been formally announced.
Yeah, and I think it was fairly formal on Saturday that's now been announced.
I think it was fairly formal.
He's got the king gig.
Went on for 97 hours.
Yes, and it's still probably going on.
Still going
probably
on.
Still
now.
Sitting in there singing here. I think they might run out of
he
songs.
He can't get
now.
That crown off now.
He's stuck on.
Yeah.
But there was a bit of research going on about the worst things to happen on people's first days at work because of the king's first day being today. Apparently arriving late, that's happened. People arrive late on their first day at work. Wearing inappropriate clothes, that's dangerous, isn't it? Because if you don't know what the clothes style is, you can get that horribly wrong. You can rock up in a suit, but it's a proper casual atmosphere.
Yeah.
And you look silly.
Might be dressed down Friday and you've started.
Like here, where there isn't really a dress code. You're in shorts and a T-shirt. I'm wearing some jeans and a jumper. You're T-shirting and jeans. If you walked in here with a suit thinking that's what you're supposed to wear, you'd look a bit out of place.
You would look out of place, definitely.
But then if we rocked up to a job in the city, we'd look out of place.
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't think I'd get in.
Bumping a colleague's vehicle in the car park is another bad thing to have happened on somebody's first day. This poll revealed almost half have made a bad impression on their first day after having a terrible or humiliating start to a new job. Others arrived to find they were completely overdressed, spilled tea everywhere, or got lost en route around the office. And a lot of people said that they were very nervous on their first day because they thought they were going to make a mistake. I mentioned here before my first day at Essex FM.
Yep.
My first ever day there, 10 o'clock on the late show, everything ready. And I'm like, this is my big opportunity. All I've got to do is put the mic up and go, it's Essex FM. It's Essex Chilled or whatever the show was called. Bang, press the button. I managed to say, it's Essex FM. It's Essex Chilled. And then knock half a pint of hot chocolate into the mixer. And it all went off.
That is just...
It was 7:07.
That is so unfortunate.
And it went off. I mean, it was just like, it didn't go, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Here's a crackly
liquid
song. It was liquid electricity, bang, RCD, somewhere where I wouldn't have known where it was.
No.
Off. All the studios off. Couldn't do anything. 7 minutes into my first show.
That's not good.
And then the engineer had to turn up and explain to me that sugar and electrics...
Don't work.
Bad. That wasn't a great first day. So what I wondered is if you've got a first day at work story, that's horrific, let us know on the text or the app and we can do some of those on the radio between now and five. Ooh. Harry Styles. Hi. You didn't do it.
Sorry.
Put your headphones on, get in with the show.
Hi. Oh,
that doesn't sound as good now. Oh. Everyone was waiting for that.
No, sometimes, you know, we both do it. It's overkill. Sure, this was your moment.
Oh, thank you.
Your moment.
We're talking about the first things that the bad things that happen on your first day of work. It's the King's first day of work today. There's a poll out today talking about things that people have done in the first day of work. Mainly, the most embarrassing thing is getting the dress sense completely wrong.
Yeah.
Rocking up in shorts and a T-shirt and then realising it's a suity kind of place.
If I do that, though, it's a problem, isn't it? If I rock up in suits and T-shirts and everyone's wearing, like, you know, long jackets, yeah, I would look silly, aren't I, on stage?
Exactly, yeah, exactly that. So, James Billericke says, when I first started my new job in the city, my trousers ripped right up to the crotch.
Oh, lovely.
After I dropped a pen from my brand new desk, I then asked one of my new co-workers for a safety pin, only for them to ask what I needed it for. I don't remember what my answer was, but they gave me the pin. I didn't stay at the job too long.
I would have just stood up and gone for this. Yeah. And then, you know, and then they would have been embarrassing.
Look what I've done to my trousers.
Look what I've done to my trousers, sorry.
Thank you, James and Billericke. 4:30, big drive home. Here is Eurovision song entry from Mae Muller. Radio Essex and the voice of last year's Eurovision Song Contest runner-up, Sam Ryder, and before that, Mae Muller, and I wrote a song. This year's Eurovision Song Contest entry. It's like we planned this.
It is like we planned it.
It's a good one. And then Tim's text, he says, hi guys, this song will never win Eurovision. Do you know why? It's too good for Eurovision, talking about the Mae Muller song.
Yeah, no, I think it's a really good song, but I kind of do agree with Tim.
Are we, I think on the odds, we're due to come last, apparently.
We've done that loads of times.
Yeah, but I thought that was the case. But Sam Ryder bucked the trend. Only got beaten by Ukraine. He comes second, so he's going to be performing. I'll tell you who else is performing. For the first time in 36 years, Frankie Goes to Hollywood have reunited. So Holly Johnson, Brian Nash, Paul Rutherford and Mark O'Toole and Peter Gill played a quick show in the hometown of Liverpool. That's where they come from. That's where the Eurovision is. So as the Eurovision Song Contest, I suppose, week opened, they were there playing a gig, a really short and sweet gig. And Holly Johnson told the crowd, bless you, lovely to see you all.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so they were there. Are they actually at the event? Are they? They're going to be there on the actual on the night as well.
Yeah, they're coming from Hollywood, I think. They go
because
to
that's
Hollywood
where they went. Yeah, yeah,
go to Hollywood.
They should be there with Frankie Says Relax T-shirts. That'd be awesome.
That'd be amazing. Imagine.
Yeah,
imagine. I love years Frankie since they performed. That's incredible.
They are such a good. But I was watching something on Sky Sports over the weekend called Two Tribes about. It's about football and rivalries between football. And the music they kept playing was Two Tribes, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. And I was like, what a band.
They've got some really good songs.
It'd be good to see them. So it's going to be this weekend. Semi-finals, I don't really understand how it works. I thought it was already locked down who was going to be in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Producer Tom knows. My sister's a big fan of Eurovision, and she said that there's like five countries that get like automatic promotion or something.
Right.
And then the rest of them got like battle it out and then get to like the final.
Well, why are the five getting automatically? Because of how they did last year?
No. There's just five countries that just get automatic.
What is it? It could be like out of a hat, mate. Maybe like
the same five countries every year.
It's the same five.
It sounds like you remember when half the football teams have got to split away. To
it sounds unfair. I said this, but she was like, "No, it's fine. It's above board."
And I was like, if "Your sister thinks it's above board. It must be."
So all the other countries like, "Hang on a minute, how are you? We're one of the five, so we're England. So we're going to definitely be in it because we're obviously one of the founding members of Europe.
Yeah.
You're not even in Europe.
Exactly.
We're still in. Angie in Wisconsin, which is in Essex. It's part of Essex. It's part of the greater part of Essex. She said, I've been listening to the song entries on Spotify. I'll tell you who's going to win. It's going to be Norway.
Okay.
So can we write that down somewhere?
Yeah.
Angie's Norway. Wisconsin, Norway. If you want to come in, let's do a sweepstake.
Yes.
Let's do a sweepstake. First come, first serve on the text and on the app. I'm not going to list all the countries. You do the Googling.
I'm only going to list the top five.
There's only five countries I'm interested in. The rest of them, they can just fight amongst themselves in some semi-final.
Fight. If we've seen something else then.
So pick a team, pick a country, and then first come, first serve, and you can grab that country. We'll do a sweepstake. We'll organise some kind of Radio Essex mug or something.
Yeah, I've nicked a few of them.
Yeah, we'll just keep one back for the winner of this. Reason is five countries pay for most of Eurovision, says Debs.
Okay.
Oh, and to host it, we contribute money to it, so we get to.
We're paying for it. That's why.
Well, you couldn't do. It's like having a party, though, isn't it? You couldn't organise a party and pay for it, and then be told you're not invited. That's pretty much what she's saying.
Yeah.
One of the countries going, hang on a minute. I've put 20k into this. What do you mean I can't come?
Yeah,
but Sam Ryder and everything, he's done his hair and everything. What do you mean we can't come? That wouldn't work. No. So that makes a lot of sense. Thanks, Debs. Ryan has got England. Ryan on the sweepstake, he's got England already in there. We're going to put you down for Norway, Angie. If you want to join a sweepstake, let's do that on the app, on the text. Tell us which country you want to be in. First come, first serve for the Eurovision this weekend, just to make it even more fun than it already is.
This
Radio Essex, Niall Horan and Heaven on the big drive home. It's 4:45. Thank you so much for having us on. We are Chris and Scott, and we do this every day between in the afternoon.
Three and six
every single day, apart from the weekend, because that would be stupid.
Yeah, and I don't do Fridays anymore.
Oh, we're here half of the week. We're here half the week, Monday to Thursday.
Friday, when it's not a bank holiday.
Friday I do it on my own and add an extra hour on the end.
Do you?
Yeah, finish at 7 on a Friday.
When did that change?
I do normal sort of drivey bit 3 till 5.
And then that must have changed like a week ago or something.
Yeah, it changed Friday, didn't it? Yeah, I remembered at 5 to 6. See you later, everyone. See you later. Where's Marky T? Right, it's not Marky T anymore, it's Connor, and you're on till 7, was what I got told. Oh, thanks for letting me know.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, people think it's all planned properly in radio. It's not. I found out at 5 to 6. I was waiting for Marky T, my usual Friday night catch up with Marky T. In walks Connor, because he'd already been on during the day, so he pops home and comes back again. Half 6, he rolls in. And I'm like, yeah, I was told at about 5 to 6 by Tom, producer Tom, who sits out there on a Friday.
What, you just went, you got to do another hour, mate?
No, I said, see you later. Where are you going? I went, home. And he went, no, you're on till 7. I went, am I? So, yeah, so I do 3 till 5. It's normal kind of, you know, it's the normal drive time. We turn it up a little bit. So if it's like on volume 3, we turn it up to maybe 4 or 5.
Right.
Then at 5, it goes on to 10.
Yeah.
And then I'll rip the volume control off. So it's stuck on 10. And then we roll that 5 till 7, a bit of your voice, your choice, if you like.
Okay. We're still using my...
I still use that.
Still using it. Well, so I'm still getting paid for that.
Yeah. That's right. And then we do 2 hours of... And I've got to say, joking aside, Essex, when... And you've done this show before, your voice, your choice. When Essex choose tunes, they're ridiculously good.
I mean, let's say they do it better.
I would say better than whoever normally does the music here.
Just about.
Much better.
Yeah.
Because somebody said to me before, you should do requests all the time. I said, we do. It's just, it's requested by the person that does our music. That's pretty much what happens. But yeah, Friday night is 5 till 7. It goes off. And thank you for your choices. They've been amazing. Yeah, so that happened. What were we talking about? How did that conversation go?
I don't know, because you just surprised me by, I don't know where you were going with it. But anyway, we're talking about Eurovision.
And there's a sweepstake and people that have got who they want. Ryan has got England. Don's has got Croatia. Rebecca in Southchurch has got Spain. Wendy Dove came in quite late, surprisingly, got Ukraine.
Yes, she did.
Claire B going for Ireland. Natalie in Whittam, she's in Belgium. Lisa in Wickford going for Sweden. Guys who need to choose again, Dobbo and Helen, who both went for Sweden.
Yeah, and
after
Jenny.
We already had that. And Jenny's just come in with Ukraine. You need to choose again, guys. And in a bit, we'll find out what countries left, and you can pick from the from the worst ones. Because everyone's gone for the good ones, haven't they?
They have, yeah. There's a cold... Oh, we've just had a...
Laura Decorator, Germany. Bosch
said
in.
That. There's a few up for grabs still, I would say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do we know any?
Well, France have not been...
France? Picked. Is Australia in Europe in the song contest?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, it's right next to Europe, isn't it, on the other side of the world. It's in Essex.
Well, it's near Essex.
It is in Essex. So. We should do the Essex contest.
Because
you could get Perth, Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
It's a big area to choose.
It is.
It's Flo, Missy Elliott. It's Radio Essex, Joel Curry and Becky Hill and History. It's 5 to 5. Laura, what you got for us?
Hello, gang. The traffic lights at Waitrose on the London Road in Lee, where they meet Elmsley Drive, are out again. So it's a free-for-all. Busy now, going to be much busier soon. So watch out.
Thank you, Laura. Just for compliance, when she says free-for-all, that's not something we advise. You can't just close your eyes and go... Just look out for other cars. Do the giveaway thing. News and travel coming up next at 5. And the hits continue as well. Risa Aura, Fatboy Slim coming, as is Tom Grennan.
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
How you doing, Essex? Thank you so much for having us on. We're doing it for Tuesday. Rita Ora wanted to do this song. She asked for Fatboy's permission. He said, I'll join you.
This is the Hits Music Station, Radio Essex.
Pretty cool. Rita Ora, Fatboy Slim is praising you. Radio Essex, Pink, Never Gonna Not Dance Again, 10 past 5, A to Z of music coming up. So who have you got on the sweepstakes then for the Eurovision Song Contest? We've added Jenny. She's gone for Sweden, Finland or France. Who's the first one out of that that's not been taken? Finland?
Finland, yeah.
Finland. So Jenny, you are Finland. Ryan, you're England. Don's Croatia. Rebecca is Spain. Wendy is Ukraine. Ireland is Claire B. Belgium is Natalie and Whittam. Lisa from Wickford going for Sweden. And Laura the Decorator going for Germany. You are in, locked in on the sweepstakes. Is there any big countries missing out of that?
I think Italy.
Italy? Anyone want Italy?
And France, obviously, because Jenny's taken.
Yeah, Jenny's taken Finland, so France is still available.
Yeah.
Malta, have they got?
Australia.
Australia?
No one's picked Australia.
Maybe they don't think it's in Europe.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, it's not in
Eurovision.
Yeah,
but different. If you want to vote for that, who else is there? Malta?
I'm having a look at who's actually...
Croatia, maybe?
In the Eurovision. I don't.
Who else is there? Is it Serbia normally gets a lot of points?
Portugal.
Portugal. That's a good one. Yeah.
Albania.
Yeah.
Andorra.
Are we not picking one?
I'll have France if we're picking
one. Right, Scott's taking France. I'm going to take Portugal.
Yeah?
Yeah, who are you going with?
I'm going to go for Australia.
Okay. Tom's got Australia.
I sometimes think you sound Australian, actually, Tom. So you can have Australia.
I'll take that.
He could be Australian, couldn't he?
Oh, he was one of the Australian.
He looks the kind of age as a school kid on Neighbours.
Yeah.
They all look like they're in their like mid-20s.
He looks like Tom
with a beard.
If I put my hat backwards, would I then be like a surfer?
And you'd wear a white school shirt and just blue jeans and trainers. That's the school uniform.
Which is pretty much what you... rock up in most
it
days
is actually,
with your skateboard.
Yeah.
Normally.
With your skateboard, you would fit well. Maybe home and is he more home and away or Neighbours?
He's more home and away.
Yeah,
actually,
we get a bit of surf, dude.
I'll take that.
Enjoy that. That's your new life. And Australia is your Eurovision song country. And we'll find out on Monday how you got on and who won. We'll sort out some kind of Radio Essex, you know, prize pack.
It'll be a cup and a pen.
Yeah. Tom Grennan, how does it feel? Radio Essex on the big drive home. So I'm Grennan, and how does it feel? 14 minutes after 5. A to Z of music coming up on Radio Essex very soon on the big drive home. Mitzi's, by the way, has just got Cyprus. Andrew's got France. You're taking...
Well, listen.
You wanted France, but Andrew wanted it.
Well, I got there first, Andrew, but because, you know, apparently, because you listen, I've got to stand down.
Yeah, so you're going with...
I'm
going
to go for...
Greece.
Greece.
Mitzi's gone for Cyprus. We're locking all those in now. Who would say the toilet is a great invention?
Right, you've done it again. It's called a toilet.
The toilet. Well, what'd you...
You say it funny. You always have done.
What, the toilet?
Toilet.
What did I say funny? The toilet.
Toilet.
Do you think the bog is the greatest invention?
I think it's not the greatest invention. It's a good invention, but it's not...
It's nowhere near as important as the iPhone, apparently. The iPhone has been voted more vital than cars, washing machines, and the loo.
Right, no. Now, in a survey.
That survey
was in a university where they're all like looking at their iPhone.
This was done in a university.
Oh my God, there you go.
The top 10 greatest inventions, what's the number one?
It's an iPhone, isn't it?
No, not number one.
Oh, at number one, a plane.
Wheel.
Yeah, the wheel's good.
Aeroplane is number two.
Yeah, there you go.
Light bulb at number three. Internet, number four.
See, I thought internet would be, like, higher up.
The internet's number four, but then the PC's at number five. One's not much use without the other.
No.
Well, you can do Microsoft and that. Telephone at number six. Penicillin at number seven.
So the life-saving drug at number seven.
Number seven, yeah. iPhone at eight. Then comes the flushing toilet at nine. And a combustion engine at 10.
I think this survey could have been done better.
I can't believe the iPhone even makes that list.
No, I mean, because, I could do without it.
You don't even have an iPhone.
No, I don't have an iPhone. I'm not a lemming. I've got a Samsung.
Anyway, yeah, so I just thought I'd throw that in there.
I like that, but the list is wrong.
The toilet is actually below the iPhone. And in fact, what would you do on the toilet without the iPhone?
Exactly.
That would be a nightmare.
Exactly.
Radio Essex, David Guetta, Anne-Marie and Baby Don't Hurt Me. It's 5:22. Big drive home. Joe Kinch back on the radio tonight from 6. And then if you've had a stressful day back in the office on Tuesday, Lauren will be here at 10 with Essex Chill to unwind you with some of the best chill tunes on the radio from 10 o'clock tonight. And we'll be out of here in about 40 minutes, but we'll need you to end the show for us.
Yeah, I don't want to do it, so I want them to do it. I'm doing it as if it's a new. I'm doing it as if it's a new thing. Okay. Like this is the first time.
All right. So how do you want to do that?
Well, I just don't want to do it today, Chris. So why don't they do it? Send a voice note.
Yeah.
Say Tuesday, and then we could do like something like completed it, mate. Because we've completed the show.
That's very clever.
So we go. So they can go Tuesday. Completed it, mate. We can play it. And they can be. I don't know. Start of the show.
What about any theme, or is it no theme? Is it a Eurovision theme? Maybe nil point. Tuesday, completed it, mate.
What?
And you could score us with what you think today's show was.
Whoa. Yes. Set yourself up for a fall.
In French.
I don't think it has to be.
Un point. Tuesday, complete it, mate.
Or, not putting words in your mouth. 10 out of 10. Tuesday, complete it, mate.
Yeah, like that.
Give us a score.
5:24, get those in where you could be ending the show. Here's Lizzo, To Be Loved, Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Lizzo, and To Be Loved.
Now, the A to Z of music.
We are on the letter. I should check this before we do it. J.
Are we?
We're on the letter J.
And it's Tuesday.
Tuesday, so we're doing solo. So dance and DJs and groups, which we'd normally do on a separate day, now fall into either solo or group categories.
Okay,
simple. So today we're looking for solo artists, beginning with the letter J. His first name, so John Lennon.
Jesse
John
J.
Legend. John Newman. All the Johns. Jesse J. Jamiroquai. J is the letter we're looking for today. Solo artist beginning with J. It's the Christian name, not the surname. So Elton John doesn't work, but John Lennon does.
Yes.
So get your votes in. Let us know who you think should be entered into the category of the A to Z of music for J. Tell us who you think. You could be hearing your favourite song before 6 tonight, and you could be putting them forward into the A to Z of music. RD, Cat Burns, and Home for My Heart. It's 5:30. Let's get some travel news. Peter in Lee.
All right, it's Peter. It's a little bit of travel news for you if you haven't got it already. Right, Elmsley Drive, London Road, Waitrose, double set of traffic light. The first set are out of order. It's going to be mayhem shortly. And the second set, Station Road, is all working. Yeah. Right, opposite the Spice Boat.
I know what you mean. Cheers, Peter. Nice one.
Take care,
Thank you, mate. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
One to look out for in Lee this afternoon. We are here. 8 set of music is on. We're looking for solo artists beginning with the letter J. We're getting quite a few in.
We are. We've got some good ones. We've got Jennifer Hudson, Jessica Simpson, and loads more.
Keep them coming. Radio Essex, 5:35, Jax Jones, Callum Scott and Whistle. You're ending the show tonight in your own style, preferably Eurovision, maybe even in French with a bit of... Will you tell us how many points you think we got today? Nil point. Tuesday completed, mate.
I think we've got more points than that. We've done well today.
Under trois.
Trois points.
Completed, mate.
Works.
Under wheat.
Wheat point. Completed, mate. Yeah, get those in.
I can only do German.
Oh, we'll do that tomorrow. There's loads of nations. We can run this all week.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah, I can do Spanish. You can do German.
Fünf.
What's that, 10?
No, fünf. 5. Eins, zwei, drei, vier,
you
fünf,
only know
sechs,
the number
sieben.
5, no. Though, in every language.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn.
Do you know 5 in lots of languages?
Yes.
Yeah. 5:36, big drive home of these.
5:36.
What?
Fump 36,
big drive home, and these are the songs you have picked for tonight's A to Z of music for the letter J. Oh, wow.
Yes, please.
Jamiroquai. Attempt to spell the word Jamiroquai and put that in your message box. We'll know what it means. Send those to us and Jamiroquai if you think Jamiroquai should be representing solo artists beginning with J or Justin Timberlake.
This is
YouTube.
A close
it's
one,
a
I
great,
think.
Great song. Both good songs.
Yes.
But who's going to win? Beginning with the letter J, Justin Timberlake or Jamiroquai. You put in what you want on the app, on the text, and we'll play the winning tune just before 6 tonight. Freya Ridings, I Feel Love, quarter to 6 on the big drive home. The A's in the music fight continues. Either Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River, or Jamiroquai, as Scott just described in the office as one from the archives.
I did say that.
Yeah, we're going
to say that.
Dust it off and play again.
Yeah.
Watch out that on the record.
This is one from the archives.
You know, Sum 41 are breaking up.
Who?
Sum 41.
Well, yeah,
they're breaking up. Fans are apparently in shock after the band announced it's going to break up. So you know you're old when you think Sum 41's one of those new groups.
I mean, I know
with Blink 182.
I obviously know of them.
Sum 41.
Yeah, but they've done some cool songs, right?
Really good song. In Too Deep. Is the only one we've got
singing on the radio.
This one.
The faster we're falling, we're stopping.
Yes,
it's the only one we got on the machine.
And they're breaking up.
Yeah.
Who knew they hadn't?
But exactly. It flagged up on our breaking... It flagged up on our radio breaking news feed. It was like, oh, Sum 41 have split up. And everyone went, okay.
I mean...
This is have I got tickets for their show? No.
No, that's... Yeah,
I didn't know they were a thing.
No, I didn't know.
But just in case you're a Sum 41 fan...
We're sorry.
Bad news.
About the breakup.
Jill from Alting ending the show in the style of a Eurovision song person. This is quite a good one, Jill.
Bonsoir. Vous avez 10 points mardi complet. Au revoir.
Very good.
That's very good, Jill. You didn't quite get there. Chris and Gemma, the dog, actually got a completed in mate in French.
Which
four
is,
words.
Has to win.
And a score for the judges as well. So, Chris and Gemma, the dog, you are ending the show very soon. We still have one song to play, so you still have time to vote for either Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River, or Jamiroquai, Deeper Underground. What is the song that's going to play next? And who's going to go forward on the A to Z of music for the letter J? It's Radio Essex on the Big Drive Home. The Kid Laroi, and without you, it's 10 to 6. Joe Kinch is in the studio. Let me deal with this, Scott.
All right.
He's one of the young ones. How you doing, Joe? You all right?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Oh, Sum 41.
Oh, no, I'm glad they just said that on the
You know
the
about
way
it, though. Yeah, I know. What song?
I
think my favourite song's probably In Too Deep.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
That's their anthem, isn't it?
Pretty much the big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sum 41.
I'm devastated.
Yeah,
I actually had a little bit of a cry, a little bit of breakdown on the way in.
Did you cry yourself over?
Well, that's Timberlake.
I keep talking about Sum 41 because he's young and cool, and that's what they do.
Yeah, so you got that, and then you got Blink 182 as well. Really.
Good song to skateboard to.
It is really good
too deep, isn't it? It's probably my favourite skateboarding tune. That and Blink 182.
Yeah, what one? Much favourite.
All the small things.
The only one.
They've got a few songs.
What's it Alan Partridge would say? Alan Partridge would say, I think probably my favourite album is The Greatest Hits of Blink 182. Oh, Joe Kinch, how are you?
I'm good.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, well, it's
4 days.
It's bank holiday, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's weird because it's been two in a row. It feels really strange.
I haven't seen you today.
I'll share the show. Go on.
No. I haven't seen you today because you haven't. You know, it's not your job. But you didn't volunteer tea today.
Wow.
No.
And I had to go out during the 5 o'clock break.
Yeah. Dealing with Sum 41 breakup news, and you're just demanding tea.
I was having a breakdown.
Is that why you were crying?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry, mate.
I know. You just walked straight past, gave me the evils.
Good news is Avril Lavigne's playing tonight at London, Alexander at Ali Pally.
Oh, that's my favourite skating tune.
With Ugly Kid Joe.
Skater boy.
Is Ugly Kid Joe?
No. I'm saying really good bands.
Who's the headline here?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that'd
wow,
be amazing.
Wow, Ugly Kid Joe and Avril Lavigne on the same bill. That'd be amazing.
That would be... Yeah, oh, singing Skater Boy and they'd like skate.
It'd be brilliant.
Yeah,
oh, wow. I love skateboarding. I thought I'd mention that.
Is that why the cap's backwards?
That's why I'm wearing a hat backwards.
If you're wondering what's happened to Chris, he's decided in the last half hour to wear his cap backwards.
It's not working.
Now he thinks...
The problem is,
crazy.
If I turn the... I can't because I've got headphones on there. My hat's literally locked on my head now with headphones. But if it's the other way, the peak of the cap... keeps hitting the microphone.
You've broke that. Did not sound healthy.
It keeps hitting the microphone, so I've turned it around backwards.
You look cool, man.
I look like a skater boy and...
See you later, boy.
Skater man. And I... And, yeah, it's good. Oh, you're in a boy band. I can be a skater boy. That's fine. That's my wife. Shut up, stop talking. Right. Joking, she's on the radio next. He's probably got a Sum 41 special.
Yeah. Dedicated to show.
Just so you know, we've only got in too deep, so don't make it too long.
Play it seven times at the top.
It's going to be the hot seven at seven. Could you vote that into the hot seven at seven?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Sum 41. Yeah, so rather than a special, just play this, because the special will literally last 3 minutes 52 seconds. So add it into the hot 7 to 7 if you get enough votes.
Here we go, number 7, that, and then we do number 6 again, and we do that again.
Yeah, and then do some kind of joke about Sum's 41, 4 plus 1 is 5, and at number 5, it's not Sum 41, it's Avril Lavigne, or something like that. That's funny. That'd be funny. Yeah. Trust me.
Take Karen's advice and stop talking.
I'm going to stop talking now. Have a great show tonight.
Thank you.
Joe Kinch on the radio next. And we leave with the most requested tune out of these two, Jamiroquai Deeper Underground or Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River.
It's a good battle, but this is a good winner.
It was a big battle because I think if I'm right, producer, you can shout because Joe's on your microphone. Yeah. Jamiroquai was winning all the way through and then JT just won at the end.
It was, and then JT did.
There you go.
Oh, no, don't shout when you walk to the microphone. Just loud.
Enjoy tonight, whatever you're up to. Keep Joe Kinch on. He will keep you soundtracked for a Tuesday. We'll do it again tomorrow from 3. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Mardi. 10 points. C'est complété, mon ami.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.